and welcome to the Kid Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Everson, and we have another episode planned out for you. So here I have my anonymous co-host.
Hey.
And my unnamed co-host equals K.
Really?
Yep. Still going on about that. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's before, just when the meeting came on, Anonymous co-host, unnamed co-host, just typed equals K onto it, so it came up as Anonymous co-host equals K. So, Anonymous co-host took revenge.
And did the opposite.
Yep. Instead of Anonymous co-host, it became unnamed co-host equals K.
Equals M.
M? Good. What does that even mean?
So, how was your guys' week?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
What happened in your week, unnamed co-host, apart from DC supervillains?
Apart from it, so don't mention.
Okay.
Yeah?
I don't think he has anything.
Oh, I remember something.
Yeah?
From Lego Avengers, for some reason, when Anonymous co-host equals K was played as a character or a force field, I was going by that. Brian went to lobby, it just got lost into who knows where!
Okay.
Yes, totally not on the subject, but okay.
How was your week, Anonymous co-host?
My week was pretty good. Pretty good.
Anything interesting happen?
Well, I'm just trying to get every Pokemon to Dynamax Adventures. That's all I'm trying to do.
Nice.
So, that's just my main thing that I'm doing. Main goal? Yeah, I don't know what.
Second tackle.
Anyway, by the way, this is totally off subject, but when was the last time you guys went to Waterstones?
Maybe way before the COVID began.
Maybe it was this year.
Okay, Articuno is down.
Yeah, I don't want
to
know. I am not
catching
it.
I'm catching it.
Alright,
I
like it.
So, anyway, I'm trying to think. Anyway, Waterstones, yeah. And the funny thing is, I love their, like, collection of non-book things. Because they have, like, all these really, like, these build-your-own, really old arcade game things. It's actually quite, cool. But they also have, like, this collections of world's smallest so-and-so.
Yeah, I have a lot of world's smallest stuff. Yeah. Like, the world's smallest voice machine.
Sucks. So yeah. Awkward silence. Have you guys heard of the game Horus?
No.
Oh, it's actually this really there's this fun game with this little cute guy, and his goal is to collect 1 million pieces of trash. But you'll see why if you actually play it. I saw my dad playing it, and it looks quite good. It's only like £1.09, but I have some points, so I'd probably use that to discount it. But that's it on a deal, though, for £1.09.
Okay.
It's basically like this little robot guy who's created, and
Okay. Here,
I'll just show you a little picture of him. Oh. That's him. Can you see him?
Hey Josh, you and unnamed cause have to do a battle today because my battery's about to die.
Oh. Well, you could charge it. You can charge it before we get there. So anyway, my, yeah, I saw my dad playing it. Looks pretty good. It's basically kind of like, it's sort of a puzzle game in some situations. Wait, no way. No way. Yes!
What happened?
They added Among Us to the Switch.
I know that. I heard it. Among Us. Yeah, you know Among Us.
Do you guys play Among Us?
No, I've never played before.
Oh, I play it. It's great. What's seriously, that? I mean, like, here's us talking about Among Us on a Pokemon podcast.
Yeah, not really what meant to happen.
Now I can play with double accounts, one on my phone and then one on my Switch. Boom. It's like £3.50.
I don't think I'm going to buy it because, as I said, I'm not really good at playing online.
So, you should get it. It's actually quite good.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Oh, by the way, wow. As I said before, you think 10 minutes is a lot, but time really flies when you're doing the podcast. It's honestly true. We're already on 7 minutes. My week was pretty average, apart from the fact that today was the last day of school.
Yeah, that's actually one of the good things.
That's a very good thing. It was definitely one of my tops. It's probably one of my favorite weeks. Mainly probably because of the fact that, oh yeah, it's the last day of school.
Okay.
Yeah. Highest in music in the class. Quite proud of that. Since music is my favorite.
Well, me and Anya and Cole are pretty good in classes anyway.
Nice.
Mostly because.
Yeah, it's actually. Sometimes I really wish school didn't exist, but then other times I am so happy with it. Do you know what I mean?
No, not.
Really? Are you like, do you like always love school?
Yeah, we always love school.
Really?
Mostly because we do homeschool.
Yeah, you gotta stay home. Unlike me, I have to get up and cycle every morning.
Well, if I have to go to high school, that means I have to take a gigantic bus journey. It lasted like 2 hours.
I'm not sure if you'd be able to get a bus.
No, we're a lot. School buses are still running.
I know, I see that, but I don't sure if you can get a school bus in that area.
Since we're in North Keswick, that means that it takes a long time. It takes a long time.
Seriously, school, you can never escape school. That's like a law of physics or something.
Yeah, unless you're too sick to go.
Yeah, but still.
That's why some people pretend to be sick.
Some people pretend to be sick, but then the parents just call the bluff.
But then, some people are sick.
Why aren't we talking about school in a Pokemon podcast?
Yeah, that's why I said you can never escape school. It's inescapable.
Yeah, but it is inescapable. We can't just stop talking about it.
Yeah, see? It's just like, sometimes you're like, I want to start a rebellion. When you're in high school, anyway.
Whiskas is toast.
What
about Whiskas and
Because we should get the Pokemon out.
Maybe we should get back to Pokemon. And by get back to Pokemon, I mean move on to the next segment.
News.
Yeah. So we'll be right back after we have a break here, don't we?
Yeah, I think.
Okay then. We will be right back after the would you say short interlude. Actually, just before we go on to our break, have you guys ever heard of Super One More Jump? Guys?
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of Super One More Jump?
No.
Ah.
You didn't even know other words could even go together.
I know. In all fairness, neither did I. Okay, that's all I wanted. Plus, Spotify was being slow to load. So, we will be right back after this break. With a brand new world to see. Don't know what's ahead, but it won't get the best of me. There's so much to learn and battles to be won. I've advanced so far and still there's always more to come. Take a step and I'm on my way. Gonna start all over again. I wanna be a hero. Okay, so we are back from our break to give you some Pokemon news. Is it okay if I start, guys?
Yes. So, yes, it's okay.
Okay. In that case, Pokemon TCG, Sword and Shield, Vivid Voltage Deck Strategy, or Beetle for VMAX. You can actually get Gigantamaxing or Beetle. It's pretty cool. The recent Sword and Shield Vivid Voltage expansion introduces some exciting new Pokemon to this Pokemon trading card game. In particular, Orbeetle VMAX has generated quite a buzz. Like other Pokemon VMAX, Orbeetle VMAX has a powerful attack and a mammoth number of hit points. But it's seemingly I don't know what that says. Innocuous Eerie Beam ability is what really sets this Pokemon apart. Trainers have identified numerous ways to capitalize on the damage counters placed by Eerie Beam, often to devastating effects. Some deck focus on Orbeetle VMAX, while others include it alongside Pokemon with complementary attacks and abilities. Read on how to find out how you can make the best use of Orbeetle VMAX in battle. You just read on. But yeah, not so much interesting stuff. Just talking about Pokemon cards. You guys got anything?
I got it. This is the last piece of news. Actually, there are two pieces of news. Welcome Galarian Mr. Mime to Pokemon Go. Looking for a Pokemon with a cool dance move to complement its icy appearance. Get your Pokemon Go Pokedex ready to welcome Galarian Mr. Mime, an ice and psychic type Pokemon that was first discovered in the Galarian.
Okay. Mr. Mime was already, well, Mr. Mimey enough.
Yeah, in the Tap Tap Tappity Special Research Event that will run from Saturday, December 19th, 2020 at 10 a.m. till Sunday, December 20th, 2020 at 10 a.m. Isn't that yesterday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was yesterday.
Wait, no, it's the day before yesterday. You'll need a ticket to access special research, which costs £7.99, or equivalent in your local currency, not including taxes or fees.
Okay.
And tap the purchase with token coins. To activate special research, you need to log in your account before the event ends. In addition, with encounter with Galar and Mr. Mime, traders who complete the special research will receive a medal, an avatar pose inspired by Galar and Mr. Mime, a handful of useful items, enough Mr. Mime candy to evolve Galar and Mr. Mime with Mr. Rhyme, bonus XP and Stardust, progressing to the rest of the special research, and progress with special research, but also you can catch the Pokemon like Alolan Vulpix, Jigglypuff, Jinx, Wismer, Chimecho, and Snorlax. Regardless of whether you choose to participate in a special research event, you can still enjoy a unique moment all weekend long, from Friday, December 18, 2020 at 8 a.m. to Monday, December 21st at 2020 at 8 p.m. local time. Pokemon like Wobbuffet, Swinub, Spoink, Woobat, Solosis, and Cupchi be attracted to insects. Happy catching. What? It's like a pun or something.
Okay. There is one more bit of news.
Yeah, there's like one more left. Pokemon TV.
Yeah. Do you want to read that or should I read that? Because I have it up.
You can read that, yes.
Alright. Watch Ash face snowy weather and ice-type Pokemon in episodes on Pokemon TV. Cold weather is Snowpop. Oh no. That's so old, isn't it? It's like
yes,
using snow instead of no.
Yeah.
Cold weather is no. I'm going to just swap out snow for no right here, right now. Is no problem for our heroes in this collection of classic Pokemon the series episodes. Winter time is upon us, and the forecast calls for snow. Ash and his friends have certainly encountered some cold weather during their journeys, and when you're traveling through blizzards and snowy mountains, you're bound to encounter plenty of ice-type Pokemon. We've collected some of our heroes' coolest adventures in a special channel on Pokemon TV. Along the way, you're bound to see Pokemon battles that are both chilling and thrilling. So grab a warm beverage, curl up in a toasty... What? Curl up... Curl up under curl up under a toasty blanket and settle to watch this icy marathon. You can catch it for the next 2 weeks on Pokemon TV. Remember that you can watch Pokemon TV here or watch Pokemon on watchpokemon.com or using the Pokemon TV mobile app. So yeah, not much, is there?
Yeah, not much. There's not much news. Well, next year there'll be quite a lot of news.
Will there be?
Yeah. Because the Pokemon Unite, Pokemon Snap, the new Pokemon Snap, and the Diamond and Pearl remake will be coming out then. The Diamond and Pearl remake is the one I'm most excited for. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so have we gotten like a definite on Diamond and Pearl remake?
Diamond and Pearl remake. It's a definite. X and Y remake's not going to be until a while. And after the remakes are done, it's probably going to be like a Galar remake or something.
Really want another Galar remake.
Yeah, I've been through too much Galar already.
Yep, I'm kind of sick of Galar. Sorry to all you fans of Galar who are like, yes, another one. But I'm sick of Galar.
Yeah, too much Galar is bad for you.
Words of wisdom.
Yes, if you have too much Galar, the Eevee will hit you.
What does that mean?
That means Eevee.
It means wisdom.
It means wisdom.
Yes, it does.
Wisdom far beyond any human's understanding.
Yes. And also,
that Galar everyone is sick of Galar.
And I'm so excited because the Diamond and Pearl remake meets going to be new Gigantamax forms.
I wonder, maybe not.
No, there is going to be, there's a definite.
Well, I wonder if we'll get a new thing because, like, you know, X and Y had Mega Evolution, Sun and Moon had Z moves.
Sword and Shield and Dynamax. But also, there is going to be Dynamax.
I wonder if, I know, but what I'm saying is, I wonder if we're going to have, a new thing.
There's going to still be Dynamax in it.
Have you heard of, could you tell us, since we don't have much news, tell us a bit about the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remake.
In Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, Pokemon Max Diamond and Max Pearl, there'll be Gigantamax forms of, well, Garchomp and Floatzeal are going to get new ones. So are Garchomp, Floatzeal, and all three forms of the Sinnoh starters.
Wait, all three forms of what?
Of the Sinnoh starters.
Okay, that's going to be cool. I want to see I really hope that they introduced Gigantamaxing Greninja.
Don't think Greninja is going to do that. That's too much already.
Greninja deserves that.
Hey, Josh. Yeah? I'm being caught by the Ho-Oh.
Nice.
And my battery's dead.
Boom. Level 21. Oh, no.
What? Josh,
do you want to join? Yeah, but we're not doing that yet. Quite yet.
Okay.
I'll just keep it and charge it.
Sorry, guys. I'm really busy right now. Well, kind of busy.
There's not going to be Gigantamax form with Dialga and Palkia, too. Okay.
All right. I wonder what they. I was really hoping for Primal Palkia.
Well, maybe there is gonna be Primal Palkia, but and also his one last new flash is never gonna be a Gigantamax Greninja.
What is it?
It's never gonna be a Gigantamax Greninja.
No.
Ask Greninja is good enough.
No.
Yeah. In fan made a.
Some fans
think people see that Gigantamax Greninja. Yes, but other fans think that something going to be called Primal Arceus.
There is Primal Arceus.
There is?
Yeah, there is already a Primal Arceus.
Wait, what about Primal Pikachu?
No, we are not seeing Primal Pikachu. I am sick and tired of Pikachu.
Pikachu is so weak in the games. His maximum health is 135. The thing I don't know what to do is just appalling.
Is that like with Eevees and Ivies?
Yes, maximum. Pikachu with even the best Ivies and Eevees, that means that a Pikachu will have less than 200 health.
Yes,
that is like. Well, then I guess that's why they introduced Raichu, because people were complaining about Pikachu's weakness.
Yes, and that's why. When I got assigned Pikachu, I had a Thunderstone ride.
I mean, okay, Pichu, good idea.
Pichu's good.
Apart from the fact that it hurts itself when it attacks.
That's what I hate about Pichu. Mm-hmm. In Super Smash Brothers and normally, that's what happens to it.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta say something. Do you know there
You mean Pokemon 011? Pokemon 001.
The first ever Pokemon ever.
Pikachu?
No, it was ever created.
Nope.
Who?
It was Charizard.
Charizard. Oh, yeah. That's why I love him. He's on everything, and Pokemon love him too much.
Pokemon,
it's
not a game that Charizard, so you should have
to have
Charizard in it. Yeah, but Charizard deserved more still, because he just needs more with that typing. He deserves more.
Charizard has two Mega Evolutions and a Gigantamax.
Well, who else has that?
Mewtwo doesn't have a Mewtwo's Gigantamax form is not released to the public.
Mewtwo does not have a Gigantamax form.
Not yet, at least.
Well, Mew has one.
Mew does. Wait, Mew has one.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to see that.
Don't describe it to him, seriously. It's so scary.
It's so terrifyingly scary.
Well, you have to show me.
Well, we don't have a Gigantamax form, but we heard that it actually has a Gigantamax form.
Really? Well, have you seen images?
No. Well, we just heard it.
Well, then how can you describe it to me? Well, I saw an image once, but you might not want to hear it.
Why?
You have these crazy tattoos.
Wait, it has tattoos?
Yes, yeah, but huge, I think it's more symbol than tattoos.
And huge black spikes on the back of kind of mega aerodactyl eyebrows, and it has a mustache.
No, the mustache part is not true.
Oh, it doesn't
have
to look like a mustache?
No, I thought
it
looked like a mustache.
Well, tail it does.
Okay, what has happened to you?
Right, don't like this level. Well, then I guess, yeah, we can move on to the Dynamax adventure.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, Season 2 of Rocket League. Sorry, season 2 of Rocket League.
Alright, congratulations.
Are you guys able to play Rocket League yet?
Not yet, we haven't really looked into it that much, but...
Okay, you don't have to play online, you just do custom game, and then you don't have to play online. Anyway, I'm just loading up Pokemon Sword, and, Anonymous co-host, do you have it loaded up, or will me and unnamed co-host have to do it?
You and unnamed co-host have to do it.
Okay. but could you charge it up before the battles, because I don't know if I can handle it.
My thing fell asleep, so that means that I think you guys have to do it. I guess you have to do a battle this time, because my thing fell asleep.
Oh. Okay. Wait, are you sure you can't just charge it?
I'm charging it now, but it's not charging.
Okay. Why am I here? Right, I'm just, connecting to the internet. We're doing a Dynamax adventure today, am I correct?
Yeah, just do anything is fine.
And do the link code.
I don't think I really have any other,
choices, so yeah, you have to.
One sec. Sorry, I'm actually, for some reason, I am in Harrowlock.
What are you doing in my town?
It's not your town. You're not the gym leader.
No, he's the king of it.
No, he's not the king. Because my profile picture was the dragon first.
No, he had the picture of the dragon first.
I did, but I started with that same set that same didn't.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I've had it ever since I got it.
I was born with it.
Well, you were born after me, so...
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh! mm-hmm.
But...
Hey, Josh, you joining yet?
It's funny how, like, I know... I know this link code off by heart. Give me a sec. Okay. Just entertain them. Yeah. Don't tell me while I was gone for those few seconds. You guys were just sitting in silence.
I want Charizard Buzz.
Yeah, he wants Charizard Buzz. He loves it so much.
Jeanette took Charger Bug. You can't have him.
One of
the reasons I like the Galarian Mr. Mime more is because he doesn't look so creepy anymore. Don't get me wrong, he's still like that kind of thing that you'd wake up seeing looking through your window. Go for ice because there's a water type up there.
Can you see the Torchic? Torchic, and he wants a Blaziken.
Yes, it's if I...
Blaziken's one of my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah,
Yeah, and he's gonna give it. I think he's gonna give Blaziken, if he does have one, he might give it to me so I can just keep making have babies until one's shiny.
But you know, I already have 10.
The girls, boy. The girls, boy, is gonna rock slide you. Or I could, or Stone Edge. That works. Oh, Dynamaxing first shot. Anyway, we're up against, whatchamacallit,
Frostlass,
yes. I really wish Obstagoon had a Gigantamaxing form. That would be so cool.
Obstagoon's already pretty cool looking, so it's just...
Yeah, I know, but still, it could be like a big muscular man with tattoos.
Yeah, like Mew.
What?
Like Mew. But Mew's not a man. Genders.
First of all, I don't have tattoos.
I'm saying Mew, not you.
Oh, like Mew, yeah. I'm gonna have to search that up. Gigantamaxing Mew.
By the way, it's not my words, it's from somebody else that told me that.
Oh, what?
What?
Nothing, one sec. No, I don't see anything about Gigantamaxing Mew.
Maybe it was a lie.
Probably. I mean, Mew's already pretty, is it powerful or weak? I can't tell.
I got, see, Obstagoon is destroying Frostlass.
I really wish that Mewtwo had a Gigantamaxing form.
Yeah, Mewtwo's a lot like Charizard, but it didn't get a Gigantamaxing form, so that means it doesn't.
Yeah, it sucks.
You love Charizard more.
Yeah, Charizard and Mewtwo. Mew was winning a favorite battle between him and Charizard because, like, I mean, just I love Mew. I mean, now I think about it, actually, yeah, I do love Mew. But, Mewtwo is kind of ugly with its breastplates, with its chest thing. That's kind of weird.
And those
plastic
hats, but don't replace it so you
could
might get a shiny
Powerball. The chances are slim.
Yes, if you don't have a shiny chance. It's a 1-in-25 chance for me, but not for an Impowered. It's a 1-in-100 chance.
Well,
then hold on, Rob. Yeah, if you got shiny Powerball, I'm super. I got shiny
Powerball. Ooh. I would love to see a match between Gigantamaxing Pikachu, against Gigantamaxing Charizard. I mean, I know Pikachu would just use like an electric type attack, but then Charizard is pretty tough. And Pikachu is very weak. Guys, you there?
Yeah. Pikachu is pretty weak.
Oh, it's a Pelipper. Who do you think would win in the battle between Gigantamaxing Pikachu and Gigantamaxing Charizard?
Yes, but I have a hard battle. But actually pretty easy. Who would win? Kirby or Gigantamaxing Pikachu? I'd say Kirby. Can you say so?
Yeah, Kirby just sucks Pikachu's powers and then just like releases a massive electrical attack.
No, before Pikachu
takes
Gigantamax, he could just eat Pikachu whole.
Ooh, what about, if he were to, what about if he were to do something while Pikachu is Dynamaxing, Gigantamaxing, Kirby steals that.
He Dynamaxes, that'd be so funny.
That's insane. That's the most deadliest weapon.
It's just like, it's, but it can just like swallow Pikachu's Gigantamaxing. So it can't Gigantamax, but boom. Now Kirby is Gigantamaxed.
He's into a pink Gigantamax Pikachu.
Wait, but seriously though, wouldn't that be cool? Gigantamaxing Kirby.
Yeah, the only Kirby was actually a Pokemon.
Yeah, that would just like be, that would just destroy everything. Its ability would be that every move that you hit it with, it has like an attack, and that attack will change to like the most powerful of that type's attack. But not like the legendaries. Not like if the legendaries is like their signature move. That doesn't count. Normal one that normal Pokemon or pseudo legendaries can learn. Are you gonna use this thing?
He's gonna use Pelipper.
Yeah, I'm going to use Pelipper.
Actually, no, Josh, you take Pelipper since he's gonna use Torchic.
Josh, you take Pelipper. Since its ability Twizzler knows Fireball, that means you use it, Josh. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
That means if it uses Twizzler, then Fireball, that means then you could use.
Ooh, a scientist.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to. Charge bug. A new charge bug would want to be swapped. Oh, that's actually a pretty good swap. A charge bug for a Dragonair.
But you thought this was a
torture. Go for the ghost type.
No fire.
No, go for the ghost type. That has a backpacker. Backpackers are the best. They give you cool items.
But how do you know if your items are rubbish?
Pardon? Well, you don't, but that's the risk you're willing to take. How much do the berries heal you?
Backpacker, we want a Torchic.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize, actually.
Okay, it's fine, don't worry.
Well, that might have been a Cyndaquil.
Ooh, yes, this thing knows Weather Ball. Remember Q's going down? I love it how, though, in the Pokemon anime Sun and Moon, they have the fact that, every single one of Pikachu's attacks, except for Thunderbolt, is, like, countered by one of Mimikyu's, Iron Tail, Wood Hammer, Electro Ball, Shadow Ball. And then, like, I think he learns, like, what counters, I can't remember its name, seriously. Yeah, we definitely should have gone for the other one. How are we going to defeat a Mimikyu? Well, you're a dark type, so you should be able to use something.
Well, it's part fairy type.
Pardon?
It's part fairy type.
Seriously, that thing's fairy? Yeah.
There we go. Yes, welcome to the welcoming committee.
Blue hair.
You must add.
Oh yeah, feel the wrath.
Obstacle is probably going to thrash this thing. That's why he chose Obstacle in the first place. You know what, if he chose Torchic, that would have been a bad idea. Since, it's Pelipper.
Torchic would just be destroyed because you just use you'd set up the drizzle and then you weather ball it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, critical hit. Oh no, it wasn't. It was just the sheer power of Pelipper.
Yeah, weather ball's really useful. And Unimposed is
weather ball's pretty sweet.
But he's keeping Obstagoon, of course. I think he's going to keep Obstagoon.
Yeah, since Thunderfire, I know Thunderbolt, Hollow, Elect, Whistly, Flying. Boom.
What moveset does this Mimikyu have? I'm quite interested to know.
If you find an Expert Belt, just use it.
The The disguise will be interesting for whoever picks this. I don't think I'm going to pick it.
Yeah, don't pick it.
No, seriously? No one picked it? I'm actually quite surprised at that.
Backpacker.
Okay, quite interesting. Quick claw. I'm doing the quick claw because nothing else is really interesting. What does the blunder policy do?
The weakness policy?
No, blunder.
Blunder policy, if your move misses, your stats get really high.
Pardon? If your move... Okay, I really... Oh, okay. Ho-ho! I love how they put capitals on the H and the O.
I don't know how either. There's a couple of caption. Okay, pressure. At least Thunderbolt can be used less. Drizzle. Get that drizzle on.
By the way, I'm gonna weatherball you in the face. What did you say?
Yes, quick claw. Weatherball it. Weatherball. I've got lots of legendary Pokemon.
Especially since we're talking about the Pelipper here.
Yes, Pelipper.
And Ho-Oh is, well, like, no! How dare he?
Somebody's on here.
Somebody, get a drizzle on.
If Pelipper faints, that means Drizzle comes back on. Wait, use Thunderbolt and Pelipper.
No, I don't want to be a good Thunderbolt.
No, let Ho-Oh knock me out in due time.
Yeah.
I'm going to just wide guard, since I don't really have any good moves.
Yeah, wide guard. We're protected. Pelipper, save this. Shadow Ball.
Does, like, Shadow Ball do slightly more every turn?
Pelipper just... I always use Sunny Day for no reason. Japanese Thunder, the upgraded version of Thunderbolt. Oh, paralyzed. Ho is paralyzed!
And that means electric that will still double stack it, right?
Exactly.
We need electric
swingers on. Alright, so Ho-Oh is almost gone. I'm gonna dual wing beat this thing. Any second now. Thunderbolt.
We almost defeated you.
Oh, what? Ooh, what? Oh no.
It's gonna be you. Come on, be you.
Yay! Wait, why are we celebrating? That's almost sad that we're just celebrating. Because it knows Sunny Day. It can just, like, almost immediately...
No, that means if someone needs to get small color.
Yeah, but it's hell of a water type. Sacred of fire. That's hard.
Does Ho-Oh have a signature move?
Yeah, sacred of fire. That's why we don't end it in learning. Never mind. So Ho-Oh doesn't.
And plus the fact that all creamy can learn that.
All creamy cannot learn sacred fire. Mystical fire.
Oh yeah, same thing.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
Well, who else can learn sacred fire?
Mystical fire used to be the signature move that box.
But who else can learn sacred fire?
Entei, that's it.
Entei. Well, Entei. I guess that still does count as its signature move, since, like... See, Emperor's signature move is Heat Crash, but other Pokemon can learn that.
Yeah, Sword and Shield, they can learn it.
Yes, once we got Tea of the Darkest Lava and Beard of the Wild, I was like...
Ho-Oh is, like, disappointingly slow.
Yeah, Ho-Oh, it's because it's paralyzed.
Oh, yeah.
Electric Terrain is becoming on.
Oh, tell me, you should have gotten the Electric Seed. That was one of my options.
I don't know. Ho-Oh's not paralyzed. It's faster. Sunny Day. Okay, now the sandstorm's gone. One problem, by the way.
But the Sunny Day will not last for long. Because who's coming out?
Ho-Oh is powerful. Sunny Day almost took obstacle to half health. Yes! Now, what are we gonna get that? We're gonna get that drizzle on.
Get that drizzle on, get that drizzle on. I think, in honor of Pelipper, but not of its drizzle, we're gonna do like a flying type team as our Pokemon battle team of the week.
And the first one's gonna be Pelipper.
Yes, Pelipper is definitely gonna be the first one. Oh, come on. Aw, Pelipper's not gonna get to go. Is it?
Yes.
Feel that lightning. I love how it stretches. I love how it stretches its wings out when it's hit. Yeah?
Well, that means you have to do max battles, and you caught every Pokemon in the Dynamax
adventure. I just clicked don't catch.
Did not just do that.
I did.
Then we can do it again. You can Look, do it next time.
I have the choice of Frostlass, Pelipper. I'm going to pick Pelipper in honor of Pelipper. Pelipper. Right, in that case, I think it's just about time to move on to the next segment. So we will see you after the break. Okay, everyone, we are back from our break, and we are here to do the Battle of the Week, which, tell me, has your Switch switched on?
No, it hasn't. Sorry about that.
Okay. Let me... Right, in that case, right, I'm going to start a Link battle. Let's do, unnamed co-host, did you listen to last week's episode?
I can't remember
it. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do, like, small little battles of cool pairs. Oh, yeah, just to say, Calyrex bet Eternatus. Right, so you select a single battle, but then what you want to do is quickly, Let's think of what matchup could we do? One Pokemon versus another one Pokemon.
What about
Aggron versus Tyranitar.
Do you have a Tyranitar?
I have a Tyranitar. No, wait, do I? I don't know. I'm gonna check if I have a Tyranitar. If I do, it'll be in my very strong, very good Pokemon. I might. Do I have an... I'm pretty sure I have an Aggron.
How about this? Lyron versus... Linoone versus Bacon Dude.
Pardon?
Linoone, the little Pokemon. The little rushing Pokemon. The pre-evolved form of Obstagoon.
Versus Bacon Dude.
Yeah. And it could be like... Because since birds hunt raccoons...
Well, maybe we shouldn't do Bacon Dude, since Bacon Dude's like this. Bacon Dude. Wait, how about we do, the blue Toxtricity versus the yellow Toxtricity? Wait, should we do that then?
I don't know if I have Toxtricity.
Well... I'm sure you have one of them. Do you have the blue one or the yellow one?
Zero. How about this? Tyranitar versus Kamalo.
No, if we're going to do legendaries, you have to do a legendary versus a legendary.
No, Kamalo versus Tyranitar. They're both pseudo legendaries.
Who's Kamalo again?
Evolved form of Jankamo and Hackamo.
Could you just state what it looks like?
It's the little clangy Pokemon.
Come on. Oh. I'm just going to search it, sorry. Does it start with a K or a C?
K.
Oh, yeah, I remember Komodo. Komodo versus Tyranitar.
Yep.
Okay. In that case, sure. I'll get my Komodo. Where are you? Where are you, Komodo? There you are. I named him. Wait, no, because I don't have a Tyranitar.
What?
I don't have a Tyranitar.
Neither do I.
Well, one of us will have to go out and catch a Tyranitar.
But I took one, so you can't get it. Oh, I know what to do. I'll just head into another Lucas Carlos Pokemon home. Did we have the same user so I could use his Pokemon home to transfer to my one?
Oh no, I'm gonna quit searching. Yeah, I'm cancelling the request just for now so that you can do that.
Josh, sorry about this, but we have to go right now.
Really? Like right now?
Yeah, like right now. Sorry about that.
Ah, okay. We'll try and do the podcast earlier. In that case, I'll just end it with Battle Team of the Week. Even though I'm very, 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 very bad with movesets. Okay then. Okay then. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay then. I guess that just leaves me. Okay. In that case, I guess we will just, I guess we'll just have to make a team. In that case, the first Pokemon on our team is obviously going to be Pelipper. So I'm just trying to find one online. Here's a good one. Okay. Let's have a look at some different moves. Sorry guys, I'm really bad at this. I guess in that case I'll just pick Pokemon of the Week instead. Which is going to be Pelipper. There's in every one of these, it's basically the same, but then in Pokemon Ruby it says, Pokemon Sapphire, Alpha Sapphire, Pelipper searches for food while in flight by skimming wave tops. This Pokemon dips its large bill in the sea to scoop up food, then swallows everything in one big gulp. Let's see, in that case, its moves are going to be Hydro Pump. Also, it's going to know, it can learn Giga Impact. So in that case, we'll give it Giga Impact. Wait one sec, I'm going to check its stats. Its special attack is much better, so in that case, we'll give it Hyper Beam. It's also going to know Whirlpool and Weather Ball. Its ability is going to be Drizzle. So I'd give you more of an episode. I'd actually give you something to work with, but unfortunately, no. Its shiny is everything is blue is now green. So yeah, kind of interesting. Well, I guess then in that case, we may as well get, wrap it up, end it. Let's end this. In that case, see you on Friday. Well, not really see you, but hear you. Bye.